Let me start off by saying, if you notice what's happening here, if you notice, as I've described to some of the guys in during a Hana, it's like an upside down pyramid. You're starting off with like a broader variable, and then the Gemara keeps squeezing it. Right?
Different.
It's so each possibility narrows it a bit. So we have like a basic overall like approach, and now the Gemara is in a sense squeezing it to some extent. This part here, though, there's a little bit of like the kasha raises up some secondary issues which I want to explore. So I don't want to get too far away from the flow. In other words, what's going to be complicated here is we're going to dip into a baye, and then the Gemara takes us in this roundabout route of a kasha, which I want to analyze, right, and then work that back into the flow of the Gemara. Okay, that's the goal. I mean, obviously, as far as. Okay, so Josh, let's read from where it says. Kidasanya, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Omer. It's.
That's hard on the page.
No. It's right before. Here's Rav Sheshes. Kidasanya, three words, three from the end of the line. It's like the wide lines, two lines down. Mid.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Tanya, like you have a Bryce, Rabbi Yishmael, the Noshah, Rabbi Yochanan, the Baruch, Omer, Rabbi Yishmael, the son of Rabbi Yochanan, the Baruch, said, Eber, Shiyatza, Mikzasa, Vishivro, Inbo, Mishim, Shiraz, Ezra.
Fine. Okay, so, by the way, remember that. Bryce is going to come back to haunt us. Okay? We're going to remember that, Bryce. If part of the limb is outside of the walls of Yerushalayim, right? So there's no Shiraz Ezra. Remember that, because the Gemara is going to actually come back to that case. Okay? Well, did I skip a case? I'm sorry. Yeah. My bad. Sorry. Whoa. Go back. My bad. Abaye Amar. Sorry about that.
Abaye Amar.
See, I know all the cases. Abaye Amar. Okay, so of course in the case before, which is the case before, where it was kasha for a certain period of time, and then it became possible. So everyone agrees there's no shvira satsam about it. Okay? Which means, okay, good. Okay.
My time was the reason. Hashta miyas ha puzzle.
Because all we care about is right now is a puzzle.
Yeah.
That's it. So since it's puzzle right now, we don't care if there was a point in time or it was kosher. Okay. Ella.
The difference is when the bone is broken while it's still dead.
Okay, so everyone, I want to get to this whole piece, by the way, factually, and then go back. The whole piece. Okay. So what do we know? We know that, again, think about the case. The first case, the first example was puzzle. The korban was brought in a state of tame, so it was puzzle from start to finish, so to speak. The second case, right? Let's say it was kosher for 10 minutes. Puzzle for the rest of the time, so to speak. Now, this case, what's this case saying? This is a cute case. This is saying like this. The Korban Pesach shechted when? During the day, right? When is the Chiyuv Achila come into existence? At nighttime, right? Can I eat the Korban Pesach before nightfall?
No.
But that's not the same thing as the Korban being puzzle. There's something different about this here. I assume everyone senses that, right? Okay, good. So the Gemara says, what's the machlokas then between Tanakam and Rebbe? Ika benayo, the mandamar.
Mandamar kasher hakasher, it's kosher right now. Mandamar rai
lachila. Right, meaning it's, what do you mean it's kosher? Meaning what?
The korban is kosher.
The korban is reshechted properly. It's a kosher korban pesa, right? Okay. Right, but one second. But why can't I say, remember, even Tanakama agrees with what?
That it's not samalachila, yeah.
No, that I know.
You need it to be kosher.
Right. But in the case before, the Gemara now is saying that even Tanakama would agree in the case where it was kosher for 10 minutes, but then became puzzle. What would he say there? Zoshvirasatsam. Right? Everyone understand that?
Yeah.
Right? Is that clear for everybody? Don't get lost. Tanakama agrees now that if the Korban right now is puzzle, there's no Shvirasatsam. He agrees with that idea. So be careful with your Hakarva business. He agrees with that idea. What he's saying here is what? He's saying, but here, since the korban, even though I can't eat it right now, but that doesn't mean it's puzzle. There's a difference between saying the korban is puzzle versus saying I can't eat it right now.
No, I'm saying purely the avoda of it. When he's saying kosher, he's talking about the avoda.
Oh, I understand. But he would agree if the avoda was done properly, but the korban came puzzle, no shvira satsam.
Yeah.
Here, the korban was done properly. There's no shvira satsam, right? But I can't eat it. Okay, but it's kosher. Whereas Rebbe says what? Lamandamar.
You're not able to eat it now.
Right, you're not able to eat it, right? So since now he agrees that later on it will be able to, but right now it's not subject to achila. Okay, is that clear? So again, in this case, in this version of the machlokas, the variable is that the korban was shechted properly. It's a kosher korban. It's just that right now is not the time for it to be eaten. But it will be. It will be later on. So according to Tanakama, right now it's kosher. Good. To, then Shviras Etzem does apply. But according to Rebbe, Shviras Etzem doesn't apply because I can't eat it right now. Right? Okay. Is that ever, does everyone, anyone not understand that before we move to the next point? Is that clear? Right? Yeah? Okay.
Yes, I have a question.
Okay. You get that look in your eyes. Go.
What are you doing?
Okay. What happened? Nimnin Amoach Shabarosh, right? What does that mean? What are you counting? Numbers?
How many brains it has?
Okay. Is that clear? Let's say that guy said, you know what? I'm going to be Mona, just the brains. Now, we all know our anatomy.
What does Mona mean?
Designate. That's a rough way to put it, but designate.
For what?
Meaning, when I see this Korn Pesach, like I say, I'll put it in a more 21st century way. I got dibs.
I
got, exactly. Good. I got dibs on the brain.
Everybody needs
dibs. Now, let's say a guy said I got dibs on the brains. But you got an interesting problem now, because the brains are housed in
skull.
The skull. And guess what? How are you going to get to the brains?
Wait, you have to eat the brain.
What? Okay, there's a big issue we're going to take up, right? Which is the moach, right? The stuff inside the bone, is that considered basar or is it considered not? Okay? Think about the incredible logical quandary here. You cannot break the bones, but there could be stuff to eat inside the bone. So how could that be? If it's considered basar or korban, how could it be nisus shvirat etzem? It's such a wonderful quandary. By korban pesach, you have to eat the whole korban. If the moach is edible, which clearly it is, and what the Gemara here is saying is that what can a person do? A person can say, I want brains. That's when I'm going to have my Korban Pesach, right? Let's put aside the issue of everyone eating the whole thing. The point is, you're part of a chabura. The chabura is going to split the Korban Pesach up, and I say the brains are for me. We have an interesting problem because the brains are located inside the skull. And at this point in the Gemara, Weiss, we have no idea about how else to get the brains out.
Okay? There's holes in the skull.
No. But if you're nimne, ain't nimne al moach shibakuli. So what can a guy do? A guy is allowed to designate and say, guys, pay attention. I'm allowed to say I'm having the brains, right? But I'm not allowed to say on the moach, on the marrow that's inside the kula. So let's just put that, arm bone, okay?
The point he's making is that...
Does everyone understand that though? I can be mona on the brains, okay? Even though the brains are housed in the skull. Right? I can't be mona on the marrow, and I don't care, pick a different bone, the leg bone. Okay, when they say arm, they mean the femur. Okay, now let's understand. Now it's interesting because there's a chiddush here, right? Because I can't. What would you have thought by the moach? What would you have thought by the moach?
You can't get it.
You can't, right? So the Gemara comes along and says, "Go on, amoch shabarosh my taima."
Amoch shabarosh my taima. What's the reason on the brain?
Okay, because what can you do by the brain?
So get it out.
I can get it out, right? So of course, the question is,
how?
No. What's the Havamina?
So,
okay.
Why
would you think you couldn't? If you're telling me it's Pshita, I can get it out through the nose, so why is Gemara even tell us this? You could argue it's contrast to the coolest case, but I think there's something here. All right, but what's the Gemara telling you? Why can't I be Mona on the brains? Because I can get them out without breaking the bone. But what about the Moach and the coolest? So the Gemara says, Visaka, the marrow inside the leg bone.
Why is it?
I'll tell you what. Visaka daita. You got to follow this. It's very tricky. So if you're going to tell me, right, that what? That I can do Shviras Etzem on the Korban Pesach, Shechted, right, during the day, prior to nighttime. Everyone understand that? If you're telling me I'm able to do Shviras Etzem on my Korban Pesach, one second. So then, if that's true, Kulis Nami. Keep going. So the Gemara is brilliant. It says, of course there's a case where I can be Mona on the, where I can designate the marrow in the leg bone. Of course. What do? I shech my Korban Pesach, and then I say, listen, I'm really going to want to have thigh bone marrow. So what do? Break the bone then. Break the bone then. It is weird. I know. No. So what is the Gemara? Everyone understand that? It's going to get even more confusing.
The point is that really you could take
them. In Gemara, often what will happen is, this is like a Biki'in type of idea, whatever I guess pronounce that thing. And it's like this. In other words, Abaye's answer is not going to push on the kasha itself. It's going to say, if we follow your line of reasoning to its conclusion, you'll see why it's not a good kasha. Right? He's exposing a fallacy in the kasha. It's a different maneuver. Yeah, it's a not in Rebbe, on this learning. You'll see. Amar Abaye. You'll see. So I'm going to call Abaye. So let me say it first and you'll see. I'll show you. Okay?
Back to the Tanakh. For increasing reasoning, Misha, Hashecha, Nami.
One second. So if you're going to tell me that Shviras Etzem is Usur even during the day, So now I'll tell you that even after nighttime, right, then what do I want to say? Even after nighttime, what's Nami here? What can I do?
You also should be able to break it.
I can go ahead and break the bone. One second. How's that possible? Okay, so keep going. Because... Vinakle, right? Vinafke lemoach didei. Vinimno leah. Okay, so you guys didn't know this. Because you don't have any experience doing this. Neither do I. I didn't know this either until I read the Gemara. So it turns out there is a way that you can extract the marrow from the arm bone without doing Shviras Etzem. How can you possibly do that? It's not a magic trick. It's very simple. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Nese Gumrasa. Gachelas. Take a hot coal. Oh, Brisker, you should light up your brains. Take, come on, this is beautiful. Take a coal, put it right on the bone. Okay, now what's going to happen?
It'll burn
a hole. A hole burned into it. Ah!
But it's not Shira's
Etzem. It's not a Shira's Etzem. So now I've solved the problem. Wow. So, okay, one second. Don't lose a train of thought here. So what's Abaye saying? Come on, that's the hard part here.
So, wait, he's saying exactly.
Head and get to the marrow. How? Without being over the Isser Shviras Etzem. I'm saying it that way for a reason. Wow. What can I do? I can take a hot coal, midoraisa, okay, a hot coal, and put it on the bone. Because you'll say that's not a Maisa Shviras Etzem. It's not an act of breaking the bone, right? I create a hole, I suck out the marrow, bam, so I could be Mona. So clearly, whatever Rebbe was talking about that brisa is for a different reason. Right, when Rebbe says it's prohibited, you cannot be mona on the marrow that's inside the thigh bone, it wasn't what we thought.
Really, maybe you could break it.
Okay, so a little bit more. It's a beautiful Gemara, right? Yeah. So Gemara says, the Hadatanya. Okay, so I want to explain that also. I mean, the brisa says,
that's not considered Shira.
That's what we need to explain. Let me make it the Havamina. That means what you would have thought, obviously, is if I take a hot coal and put it on the bone, I'm breaking the bone. So it's a chiddush to say it's not. I think that's fairly intuitive. I was shocked, right? I know it's lacking the Tzuras HaMaisa. Fine. But I'm just saying, at the end of the day, you're breaking. You're breaking the bone in some way. Okay, so you're not doing this break.
It's not all that we're
doing. So now the Gemara says, Elamai Yislach LeMeimar. Okay, great. But now we still have a problem because of an inconsistency in Rebbe. Because Rebbe says over here A and here B. Well, so that, 1 second. So the Gemara says, Abai Amar
Mishim Pekah.
Okay. So it turns out the reason why Rebbe said you can't be Mona on the marrow in the thigh bone is, and again, Midora, well, okay, I don't want to say that yet. You can't, why did he say you can't do that? He says because Mishum Pekah. What's Pekah? Look at Rashi. Shema, you'll see. Okay, so it's very nice. It's a very logical thing. If I bring my hot coal over, right, and I burn a hole in the top of the bone, I've successfully not did Shviras Etzem. But what that will result in, or the byproduct of my action, will result in some... On this side, what's going to happen? A break. Okay, again, I take my hot coal, okay? I put it here, right? So by doing it here, you're right, technically speaking, for this... I haven't done anything, right? But what will result at somewhere else, the Bakum Acher, fragility which leads to Shviras Etzem. It will cause a Shviras Etzem. Think of an earthquake and what does Rava say? Rava says, no, he says, now this is a little harder for you guys, and it's okay if you don't know this. I'm going to turn to these guys over here for some guidance, okay? What?
Mishum has to catch him, because you're making catch him like a loss.
What's has to catch him?
Causing a loss to catch him.
I know what it means. Okay. Dekam mafsidle. That's why I want Koppel and Rosenthal to fill it in there. Dekam mafsidle. What's happening? Biadayim. Right? What are you doing? You're causing a loss of the korban. Meaning what? Dilma.
Achel nura. Mimoach. Yidei.
What does that mean?
Maybe it'll eat the brain itself.
Right. So look at Rashi. Rava Amar Mishum has to catch him.
Rava Amar Mishum has to catch him. Shemafsid hamoach. Visarfo biadayim. That some of the brain's gonna go away and you're burning with your hands.
Right. So, anyone, I don't understand what that means.
It's not the brain. You're only supposed to burn it.
It is. The marrow in the bone. All right.
You're only supposed to burn it if it's possible.
Right. So what's supposed to happen to?
It's supposed to be.
No. You're right. But come on. Go slow. I take the gacheles. Okay. I put it on the coal. I put it on the arm bone. So some of that thing that I'm going to eat, now what's happening to it?
It's not,
and therefore you're not going to eat it.
Yeah.
Okay, what?
You have to eat the whole thing.
Is it getting burned? But that part Are you going to eat it?
Well, yeah,
no. No. Okay, so here's the problem. The problem is that, again, just reading Rashi, hamasin amoach, v'sor for biyadayim. So now, as I burn in the thigh bone, obviously my bone's not a good example because it's very thin, but I'm saying like a big, you know, cow thigh bone. So as you go, as you burrow in, so there's going to be, let's say, hypothetically, 10% of the marrow gets burnt. Okay? So what's the problem? Now you're causing that to what? To be
no longer edible.
No longer edible. Okay? Which is ruining it. However, the halacha is umutav shisomela. What's supposed to happen though? It's supposed to on its own, naturally. Right?
What?
Right. In korbanos, there's an idea that the korban is supposed to follow its natural course of becoming pusle, so to speak. It's supposed to go through a natural process. Again, take this as an axiom. Okay? You're not supposed to expedite that process. It's supposed to go on its own. So what are you doing here? Now, again, this is addressed a different issue. The problem is that by going, he's not saying it's a problem of the crack forming somewhere else, which of course we have to ask, why not? If that's a mitzias thing, right? So, you know, the address of the issue here is, if I start boring a hole in with the gacheles, it's going to cause some of the moach, right, that I want to eat to become inedible, which is a problem in hefsek kachem. Because if I hefsek kachem, things are supposed to naturally degenerate, halachically. Okay?
If you don't eat it.
Correct. So, now that we have this point, just at the end, this is it. What does that do with the whole Gemara? So back into it, the Gemara says, Mibod Yom Nami. Okay, this is the hardest part to explain. Factually, just explain it to me. Gzeira Mibod Yom Atu Meshecha Shecha. Meaning what?
Right, meaning really, there is no problem.
It doesn't matter. Meaning if there is a problem, it has to touch it.
Just like, Rubba's this guy. Rubba's the Hefzik Kutcher.
He's
in Amora. Yeah. Very good.
Thank you.
Fresh shit.
I don't know any.
Okay, so. I'm very bad also. All right, so what do you call it? So think about it. So so we know what? We know that midoraisa, I can go ahead and, what do you call it, make a hole in the bone with a coal. But I can't, now let's bifurcate, because according to Baye, midorbanan, why? We'll call it, we're protecting, so to speak, shvira satsam, because if I go ahead and make a hole with the gacheles, it could cause shvira satsam elsewhere. Or I'm protecting hefsekachim, right? But either way, it's durabanan protective. Oh, so that's true, we have a protective here, and a protective here, then apply that same reasoning to why? Mibod Yom, you won't do Shvira Setzem. You won't do Shvira Setzem, Mibod Yom, why? Because if I mean, that seems very logical, right? In order to create an Issa Drabana, Shvira Setzem, Mibod Yom, because if I get used to breaking the bones before Hashecha, I'm going to do it after Hashecha. If you're going to go in order, the first thing to explain is the transition from version 2 to version 3. What's that transition? The transition is that Abaye says, according to Tanakama, right? We thought, according to Tanakam, we thought that if the korban was kosher for 10 minutes and pusle afterwards, that Shvira Satsam, Shvira Satsam would apply, right? I know it's counterintuitive, right? But now Abaye is saying, no. That Tanakama would say that if it's pusle right now, right, Shvira Satsam does not apply. But if the korban, okay, I'm going to use the word kosher because that's what he uses, is kosher, meaning I shechted it, it's a good korban, there's no psul, but the chi of achila, the obligation to eat it, has not come into existence yet. So there, Abaye would say, there, Abaye's version of the Hanakama would say, Shvira Setzem would apply. Yeah. So his reading of kasher now is modified ever so slightly. It's not the kasher from before, which is that as long as it's kasher for a period of time, in contrast to psul, here the korban was shechted properly. There's no psul in it, but the chi of achila hasn't come into existence yet. Okay, we have to isolate what's that difference there. Okay, so before what we were learning was that, let's pick it up from yesterday, what we were learning was that the Shem Korban Pesach is still intact, there's some external thing coming along and saying that there's, because it was left the walls of Yerushalayim, right, that external factor.
Finding that.
Right, okay.
That external thing is.
Okay.
I'm just saying that external thing is, I'm not saying what about it, I'm just saying.
Because a Korban Pesach is still, this is a famous, sorry for using that word, but this is a very well-known conceptual tension that exists throughout, which is that, like what you're saying, right, is that it's a korban, right, like every other korban, right, and has this quality as well of being Pesach. So if you're telling me Mbakom is part of the intrinsic definition of what a korban is, so if that psul comes into existence, we can't talk about Pesach after that point. There's no Pesach to speak of. Great. Good. Now we're in Abaye, okay? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Easy. Nice. Now that we're in Abaye, now what?
So now
we know. One sec. We know for sure. Now we're not dealing with intrinsic psul anymore. The intrinsic psul is off the table, right? You can't say because this korban is 100% kosher, right? It's just that what hasn't happened yet?
The Zman Achila.
Zman Achila, or the Chiyuv Achila, hasn't been expressed. So now, what's that variable?
Yeah, I know.
How do we learn the Machlokas Tanakama Rebbe now? But it's a nicer way of putting it. In other words, when I say Hakrava, what I mean is that when I shech that Korn Pesach, so now all the concepts of the Korn Pesach come into existence with it,
yeah.
Including Shiras Etzem. That's what you mean by definitional. Okay? But the other way to go, and I know it's rehashing the same thing, but you'll see what, but the other way to learn is, again, the Isser Shviras Etzem, right, is tied to the Achila, right? And the Achila is a separate concept. The Achila is unique to, the way you eat the Korban Pesach is unique to this type of Korban. It's that other reality of Korban Pesach existing.
Even